Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Petersburg, Alaska. Today is Thursday of the third week of Lent, the 15th of March, 2012.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute, and when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. Some of them said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I forget that that's one of the new rubrics, is that we no longer lift the book. So, thanks to that little gadget. In our first reading from the prophet Jeremiah, we hear a God, in many respects, who is frustrated with the people whom he loves. How often do we hear a parent or two talk of frustration about their teenagers? If you were to have a support group of parents who have teenagers between the ages of 13 and 20, you would hear a lot of frustration coming forth out of their oral cavities. And so we hear this frustration today from God spoken to Jeremiah with regards to being frustrated with people. And part of the reason for that is if we read through this text carefully, we find that the people themselves have forgot who set them free. They have forgotten who kept them fed in the desert. And so, do we also forget our God at times? Do we get entangled or enmeshed with some details that are not necessary, such as buying a new car or buying something that we really do not need? One of the fastest growing businesses in the United States, believe it or not, are storage bins or storage facilities. In fact, the cathedral, as pastor, we're going to be looking into that business ourselves. It seems to be rather lucrative. People are moving into new homes, and some are downsizing, but they don't want to get rid of the stuff, and therefore they are looking for a place to store the stuff in a storage bin. In our gospel today, a wonderful gospel in that here we have Jesus again ministering, reaching out to those who are ill, those who are outcast. One of the issues of the day, of course, that any time anybody was sick of almost anything, it was considered demonic. Even this little finger of mine, if I was at the time of Christ, more than likely, they would say, you've got a demon inside you. And so they were very quick to cast out that net of demonship throughout the land. And I believe that one of the things that Jesus tried to do in this gospel is try to dispel that whole notion, not so much of evil, but rather just using that as an excuse to cast out, to abandon. There are many excuses that we tend to make today, and yet those excuses, when we really think them through, are not excuses at all. So Jesus today is casting out the demon in our story in Luke from this mute man. And I think this mute man then was able to speak, and the people were amazed. Part of what I believe transpired there is by the mere fact that Jesus reached out to him to make him feel welcome, to make him feel part of the human race, is what helped him unlock his jaw and enable him to speak. I think the lesson that we could gain from this reading today is two. One, the first question that is being asked, are we with or against our God? And secondly, how do we show ourselves as being with God rather than against? We need not look very far. As last night in that film that we saw of Catholicism, of the history of the church, we saw four people who showed us how to be with God. These four people, in their unique way, reached out to people. One of the great histories of the church is about people of saints who founded religious orders and communities. In each case, these orders were founded based on a need that was not being met, and a need that they felt that God himself was asking them to take care of. And so it is with us as we gather to pray today to look in our own heart during this time of Lent and ask ourselves, are we willing to welcome people into our heart, people who are not like us, people who are handicapped, mentally disabled, or whatever? Are we willing to reach out to a person whose need is not being met? For this is what Jesus is saying to us. If you are with God, reach out and touch another heart.
Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you, and have a great day.